here's one thing. Another thing we talked about doing something different to kind of burst through the clutter, the whatever. I did have a guy just a couple days ago send me the product, send me a product for free. He was selling it, but he just sent it to me, not to promote, because it's a massive resale product. So here he is, he's selling the product himself. It's a brand new product, and he's selling it himself. But he just gave it to me, and he even said some line that says, "The reason why I'm doing this is, as you know, sometimes you got to give to receive." So I know that I'll remember his name. I've not gotten into other than seeing the sales letter. I can't tell you how good the product is, but already I remember his name because of that little action. So if all of a sudden 6 months from now, 3 months from now, he comes out with a new product, well, at least he's going to show up on my radar screen. I'm going to pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Here's another cool thing that someone did. I had done a launch in October, helped the guy out, did okay for sales. Well, around Christmas, I get a package, and it's a bunch of chocolates from a high-end chocolate place, and it's just a Christmas gift saying, "Happy holidays." I don't even remember what the message was, but it was from that marketer. So, you know, I don't know if he went down and did his top 10 affiliates, 20, 30, who knows. But, you know, did I remember that? Definitely. I have met him before, so maybe it was contacts. I'm not sure. But I do know then that 3 weeks or 4 weeks after Christmas, he did do a promotion. Did I promote for it? Yes, after looking at the product, of course, and seeing that it was high-end and that it could help my list, I did send out for it. But there again, you got that reciprocity thing. If I would have had another product that day to push, you know, I would have had to make that decision. Do I send out for this guy, or do I send out for the guy that gave me the nice chocolate that my girls ate most of it anyway when I wasn't paying attention? So, but you got that reciprocity thing going. Have you ever gotten any gifts? I think that's the only time I've received a gift from someone as far as...
I get lots of cards and letters, of course, you know, free products. But as far as gifts, a lot of people know I love Pinky in the Brain. So I get a lot of Pinky in the Brain stuff. I mean, my whole office is covered with Pinky in the Brain because, yeah, I'm sure you know the cartoon, the two rats, and their thing is always taking over the world. At the end of each episode, that's their goal, is taking over the world. So I've always really liked Pinky in the Brain. So I get a lot of Pinky in the Brain stuff. People know that I'm a big Tennessee Volunteer fan. I get a lot of Tennessee stuff. I've never been sent chocolates. that's and I love chocolate. No, nothing like that. But yeah, I do get gifts.
Way to go, I don't.
And it's all personal stuff. People know that... you know, there's certain things that I like, and they send me personal gifts. Those are the best kind of gifts.
And you definitely, you remember that person.
Oh, definitely.
Well, what other, we're kind of talking along the lines of, you know, driving, you know, using affiliates to drive their list. Like I said, I use affiliates. I mean, I never placed an ad in my life, a paid ad for one of my products. In my life, it's always affiliates that are driving the sales, that are driving, you know, now I have lists, so, you know, my own list is kind of driving sales, but we're talking about how important it is to get these affiliates on board. What some other ways that you've maybe created affiliate lists, or did you want to get into, because you mentioned you've got 1,500 affiliates right now on your list. Is there anything else, any tips or tricks or things you want to talk about, you know, how you do that or anything else, you know, within that that subject?
Yeah, sure. The main way I've built affiliates is, like I said, as soon as, you know, I make a sale to them, I try and recruit them. You always want to make your customers your affiliates because they're your best salespeople. Someone that already has your product in their hand is going to be your best salesperson. But as what I've done over the last couple years is I have trained your affiliates. Pardon me. And there I have all of my products listed, and on the front page is basically like a sales page. You know, here's what you get for being an affiliate of TonyMarketing.com. We have all these products. Here's what they pay you. And then down the left-hand side, when you click on the product, it gives you an entire page about that product with the ad copy and everything to go. Now, I also do is I train my affiliates, hence train your affiliates. You know, I send them out emails about how to do this and how to do that, all affiliate marketing related. But when I teach them how to do this or do that, I say, okay, yeah, if you'll promote, you know, resell rights for newbies. Say I'm going to be teaching them about article marketing. Well, when I'm teaching them about article marketing to drive traffic, I'm showing it with my site, how they can do it with my site. So that's a big thing, and that draws a lot of people in because they want that information. You know, they may or may not promote my products, but I've got them as an affiliate, and as I keep coming out with products, I'm going to put something in front of their face they're going to want to promote.
And
that's the biggest key there.
And how about the, I guess, I want to try to uncover some other maybe secret, not secret things, but things that you do to get your affiliates motivated or to find new affiliates. We talked about going to seminars now is something that's very valuable. But what's some other things that either you do or that you've heard about that can bring more affiliates into the pipeline?
Oh, man. I'm so stuck on my stuff. That's a good one. You're not going to stump Liz, Tomy. Some things you can do to bring affiliates in. if you know someone who has a lot of affiliates, offer a two-tier affiliate program and go to them and go, hey, if you promote this to your affiliates, you get 10% of everything. You can do that with JV brokers, too. There's only a couple left in the industry. I know there's a couple of them that have retired here lately. I don't know what that's all about. Somehow all the JV brokers are retiring. but you can also do that, you know, constantly find ways to leverage. Another thing, like I said, you know, is building your own affiliate headquarters and then going out and promoting it. You need to actively be promoting it. If you see someone who has a product like yours, introduce them to your affiliate program. You know, tell them, hey, I have this, this, and this. This is what we do. We'd love to be able to fit you in with our stuff. So constantly, always be looking for your next affiliate. You're always looking for your next customer, and you're always looking for your next affiliate. So that's basically the ways I do it.
Here's
There's
a tip.
No real secret to it.
Here's a tip that I've not done, but I've seen people do it. When they're emailing someone or they're talking to them and the person's agreed to help out with the affiliate program, well, that's the perfect time you would say, well, who else would you know that could help me with this? Then say, for example, that I would tell that person, oh, well, I know this girl, Liz. Do you know Liz? Her Liz would love this. Well, then that person would send an email to Liz and say, hey, I was just talking with Jeff Dietrich, and he mentioned that you would possibly want to take a look at my product. Well, right there, it's just not like a normal, hey, you don't know me, check out my product. They've kind of almost like went through me, and because I've already agreed to it, or agreed to push it, they can say, yeah, Jeff Dietrich's going to be helping me out, and he gave me your name, Liz. Here's my product. Would you like to check it out? And that's a very powerful thing to ask, who else do you feel could help me with this or would be interested in this? Because you could, if every person gives you one or two names, you could double the size of your affiliate list just from that alone, just from asking that one question.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I need to
and,
do
it. You know, that's the viral aspect of it. Refer me to another person. Refer me to another person.
Well, and for a perfect example, did John and Pat ask you to get me on board for their AdSense product?
Yeah, definitely. And I actually emailed my affiliates because I know a lot of my affiliates, you know, I just emailed my general list about their products because I really believed in their product. They had a really good thing. AdSense was a hot seller. I know a lot of my affiliates promote AdSense stuff, so I went straight to them too and said, hey, Pat and John are having an awesome thing, big commissions, let's go for it.
Yeah, and
I think a lot of affiliates for me too.
And were you number one in that affiliate contest?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember. What was I? Was I three?
You were three.
Three. So that's a perfect example. By them asking Liz or coming somehow, you know, putting the bug in her ear, she brought me on board. Well, they just gained their third top their third place affiliate just because of that little viral thing that they did with Liz to, you know, get her to get me on board. Because I probably would not have pushed it because I didn't even know about it. So by Liz telling me about it, and then also with her being the expert and me not being the expert with AdSense, I used her expertise. I said, Liz, give me your total honest opinion. Tell me what's good and bad about this opinion, about this product. She told me she loved it. It was great. She told me all the features, everything it does. So, you know, even though I looked at the product and I sensed that it was good, I used her expertise to really let me know if it was good or not. And just by doing that, wham, they got a bunch more sales.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if there's anything else we want to talk about for the kind of the affiliate JV thing. I do know it's a very important thing that a lot of times people overlook. They worry so much about their product. But I did have somebody kind of mention this, and I never really thought of it this way. She's a JV broker, and when she looks at someone's product, she's looking at the product launch not being just one product launch. She wants to see two product launches, meaning one's for the product and another launch for the affiliate. She feels it's as important to put as much time into what you're doing for the whole affiliate launch than it is for the product itself. So,
exactly.
So that you actually have a game plan. It's just not, hey, my product's done. Now I got to go out and get affiliates, send out some emails, the end. Yeah, you need to come up with a complete game plan. You need to get the postcards sent out to them possibly, get email addresses, addresses. You need to, you know, have special reports, branded pages, branded reports. You need to get a JV blog, possibly a contest. Just you need to have all these things in place. Otherwise, you can't look at it as an afterthought. It's that important. You can have the best product in the world, and if you're just starting off, you're not going to sell anything, hardly, because you know it might eventually virally take off, but if you really want to make a splash, you need to get JV partners on board.
I totally agree, and don't just go for the splash. Once you've got your product out there, don't have what I call them, the one-hit wonders. Actually, is what I just did, is going more in depth on that. Is I had two sites. I had my Original E Products and Resale Rights for Newbies. So I built, and they both kind of tied into each other. One sells Master Resale Rights products. One teaches you to use Master Resale Rights products. So I actually built my Original E Products, got it going, and used it to launch Resale Rights for Newbies. So it's kind of like a double launch. It was a launch to launch, and that was my whole game plan. I wanted to get more bang for my buck, so you always need to look at that too. I know it's not related to list building. That's more of a launch process, but that's something you guys really need to take note of and write down.
Well, Liz, I wanted to go on to free products. I know that there's ways to build a list, or that you've used to build your list. I want to hear about that. You know, giveaways, these free giveaway sites, or things that you do with free products to build a list. Can you give me some details on that?
Yeah, sure, no problem. A lot of times, I just mentioned my Original E Products, and I'm sure Jeff will give everybody a resource link for that because he's, like I said, one of my affiliates, so make sure you go through Jeff. But is what I do is I'll take and make Master Resale Rights products. And everybody goes, oh, God, I can't make products. Yes, you can. Just use private label content. That's what I do when I'm giving away products, is I just use private label content, put new graphics on it. If it's an ebook, what I'll do is I'll print it out, and I'll go through it, and I'll read the whole thing, and I'll find where I can make some changes or add some affiliate links. When you're doing a free product, you always want to add affiliate links to it so you can make some money that way too. So I'll get my product totally done. I'll have, you know, Hostler create my squeeze page because I don't do my copy any longer. I hire someone to do my copy, and that's very, very important. Diedrich has taught me a lot about outsourcing, and since I've outsourced, I've more than doubled my income. So that's another thing you guys need to write down. Outsource, outsource, outsource.
Yes.
But I'll get all of it all totally set up. And, of course, I'll email my list. But if I don't have a list, of course, posting in forums. I'm a big forum person, but on the flip side of that, don't let forums be a time vampire. And what I mean by a time vampire, don't let them suck all the time out of you, because they can become very time consuming. Article marketing. I am a huge article marketer. I probably have at least 500 to 1,000 articles written a month for me, because I use them as content too, and then I have a membership site to put them in. But a lot of them I use for article marketing, because if you can get good backlinks, and I was just on the call with Jacob Stein about backlinks. If you can get good backlinks for certain keywords, like if you're trying to build a squeeze page on master resale rights, well, you'll want to go and search for master resale rights through your keyword research. I use Keyword Country, and that's at keywordcountry.com. It's an awesome, awesome site that gives you really good keyword research statistics. But I'll go and I'll find really easy to rank for keyword phrases. And in my resource box on my articles, I'll hyperlink that keyword phrase. So the more backlinks you get for that keyword phrase, you're going to rank in the search engines when someone searches for that keyword phrase. So article marketing, forum marketing, my own list. If I can put an OTO on it, a free front offer, and a lot of people aren't going for this anymore. But a free offer and then an OTO, and if you're given, 100% commissions, like Jeff said, his idea about 100% commissions on the OTO and then a downsell so you can recoup some of your costs. Jeff left like $15,000 laying on the table.
Thanks.
oops.
Thanks for pointing that out again.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do that a couple times, I'm sure. But if you can have the downsell to recoup your costs, that's cool. But it's a great way to build a great big list. But the thing is, you've got to have a product. The free product on the front end has to be very general. It can't just be for list building or AdSense. You can do it that way, but if you're going to go all out, I really, really suggest doing it as a general product. Like something I'll be coming out with here in the future is a site called myfreememberships.com. And is what the site's going to offer is free memberships to like 5 different membership sites, and it's 5 different niches of internet marketing. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want something there for everyone. And what I'm trying to do is build my marketing funnel absolutely perfect. And at the top of every marketing funnel, and I'm sure everybody knows what a funnel looks like. It's big at the top and goes down narrow at the bottom, and everybody should build a marketing funnel. And I really, really, really recommend you go online and search for marketing funnel. Go to like easyandarticles.com and search for marketing funnel and educate yourself about that and get your own marketing funnel in place. So the top of every marketing funnel should be a free offer. And mine's going to be very general. And then as I put people in my funnel, I can hit them with all my different offers, all the way from something cheap to a high-end product. So if you're going to start building a list, do it general so that as you add products to your funnel, you funnel people through that, you have people from all different backgrounds, so you can create different products for all of them. So the free way is an awesome way to go, but there's a lot you have to do, especially if you're just beginning. If you have no list, the free way isn't always the best way. The best way, if you don't have a list, is kind of the buyer's list, I like to call it. Gary Ambrose was the first person that I saw really do it. With his Nickel Mania stuff is you get buyers. I do not suggest the whole dime sell approach. I hate dime sells. I really do. I think they devalue products, unless it's your own product. If you're creating your own product, that's great. But if you're trying to use somebody's master resale rights product, I really don't recommend it. But if you have your own product and say you're selling it for, $10, and on the front end you're giving all your affiliates the entire $10, and then there's an OTO, well, if you can give them 100% on that, that's even cooler. And then, have your upsell to where you totally get all the money. But people like that model a lot better than they like the free model. So if you want to do all the advertising yourself, go with the free model. If you want your affiliates and JV partners to do all the advertising for you, go with the cheap front end, a higher priced OTO, and then a downsell after the OTO. Does that make sense, Jeff?
Yes. Have you done the, that type of model yet? Have you experimented around with that, the $7 type model, or that you're talking about, the Ambrose $10 type model?
No, I haven't. I haven't played with that yet. I know several people who have, and who have built great big lists from it. So it's a good sound model. I do have something coming up that's like that, but from everyone I've talked to, it's an awesome model and it really builds a good list of buyers.
Yeah, I have not done that either myself. I will tell from the opposite point of view. Somebody was doing kind of the free model where they were getting in, letting people download a Web 2.0 audio, and then there was a one-time offer for $10. I believe it was $10, where the people, the customer, could get a second audio, and then they gave their customer, I mean, they gave their affiliate 100%, or actually it was 95% of the profit. So they kept back a little bit to cover costs. So they were giving, because they were actually collecting the money instead of it going to the person's PayPal account directly. So they did have some Visa type collection costs. Well, and then they did an upsell off of that for a teleseminar series. Like 6-week teleseminar series, all these experts coming in. It was what was it? $297. So they split then that amount, 50% themselves, 50% to the affiliate. Well, and I don't know how much total sales they did, but I know off of, and I know Liz, you don't really like talking about numbers, but a lot of times I throw it out there just so, not to brag or anything like that, but just to give people an idea of how well these can do. I know that my 95% commissions, and that was probably 75% of it, and then my $150, the 50% commissions on the 297, was maybe 25% of the total. I never figured it out, but I've made over $12,000 commissions alone off of that promotion, promoting someone else. Just because what I did is I to make it go viral. I was only at $3,000. I sent it out to my list once or twice, and that was about it. 3,000, great. 3,500. That's I was very happy with that, but I was actually surprised that it was so much. So I created a free ebook on the Web 2.0 stuff that I could give out, and then on my thank you or download page, I should say my thank you download page, as one of the bonuses, I gave out that person's offer. So they were, going to that guy's site and getting the free audio. So I was giving a, that was the gift. Well, then of course I was making the 95% on the one-time offer. Well, that continued. So that ebook kicked in when I was at about $3,500, $3,600. Well, that continued to fuel, and because my offer was free, more and more people downloaded my ebook, and then they saw the one-time offer, or they saw the thank you page one-time offer. Well, that's what shot it really up past $12,000. So not, I would have probably stalled out around 35, 3600, but because I saw how big that was, I decided to actually create a product that almost pushed somebody else's product. And I mean, I don't know how much time I spent creating the book. The graphics cost me, whatever it was, $100, $200. But obviously, it was well worth it. I shot up from 3,500 to, 12,500, whatever I'm at now. But picture what the owner of that website, even though he was giving out 95%, and only making the 50% on the big upsell, picture the list that guy made. I mean, I sent him a boatload of traffic. And if he had 30, 40, 50 other affiliates doing it, I bet you he came out with a monster list. All, again, niched, all interested in Web 2.0 traffic. And I don't even, as an affiliate, I wish I would have come up with that product, so I would have been making, all that, making that big list. But I bet you he's very happy with all the people he's created from that. And along, we kind of were talking about the free products. What about free giveaways, Liz? Have you, I know that there was Doug and Who was Doug's partner on the free PLR giveaway? It wasn't Terry's wife.
Xavier.
What's that?
Xavier.
Yeah, Xavier.
Xavier Nelson.
Yep. They did the free giveaway. That was the most recent one that we were probably in. Have you done many free giveaways in your life? And what was your results from those free giveaway sites? Or maybe explain to people what we're talking about when we say free giveaway sites.
Okay, is what we're talking about with the free giveaway sites, it's basically a great big joint venture. And the person heading the giveaway, like let's use Doug, he had the free PLR stuff. And he went to all of his joint venture partners and said, hey, if you have a free PLR product, let's put it in this site. We'll all promote the site together, and people will send their list to the site, and if the person wants your stuff, they'll sign up for your list. Well, the very first one I ever did was with Mike Stoop. Now, I call him Mike Stepp, and I call him Jason Stepp. I hear me call him several names. But,
I call him a bunch of names that I can't say.
Yeah, Diedrich Stepp and I have an ongoing email battle. We talk trash constantly. But his was the first one that I was in, and it probably added about 600 people to my list. Then I went to the next one. That one added about 1,000 people to my list. And I've probably done 4 or 5 of them. And between the 4 or 5, I've probably gotten 10,000 subscribers. So the whole giveaway thing is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And like the king of giveaways is Chris Lockwood. He's got products out all about them. He's getting ready to come out with a report that's showing how he built his entire list and a membership site using nothing but giveaways. I don't know when it's going to be out. I don't know the name of it or anything. I just read it last night, just a copy that he put together. But the giveaways are absolutely awesome, especially if you're just getting started. Chris actually has a list that you can join. I don't know what's off the top of my head, but if you email Chris, I think he has like an AskChrisLockwood.com site. I'm not real sure, but just search for Chris Lockwood Internet Marketing, and you'll find it. The LockwoodLetter.com, I think that's it. But if you go to him, he can put you on a list where you'll be notified about these giveaways that are happening. And if you can get in on these giveaways, you can start building a list really, really quick. What I do is when I do these giveaways is, you know, I'll put the product in and I'll send out to my list, hey, this guy's doing this great big thing. You can go get a bunch of free stuff. So they'll go and they'll grab their free stuff. They subscribe to my newsletter or whatever I have. They get my product, but I also always have an OTO on it. And what I mean by an OTO is a one-time offer. They subscribe, then they get hit. Everybody on this call knows what an OTO is, a one-time offer. You guys see them constantly. You get the free thing, and then you get a, wait, stop, you're never going to see this again type thing. That's, don't do my one-time offers. It's the, wait, stop, you're going to die if you don't get this. It's a, hey, isn't this cool type thing. And so I not only build my list, but it allows me to make money at the same time. So that's why I absolutely love the giveaways.
Yeah, I've had success with giveaway sites also. I was trying to remember the amounts. I know that I've had giveaways where I brought in 1,500. I did have one that brought in 3,000. I did another one that was about 1,400 right now. That's been ongoing because I'm still getting some people. Plus, you know, people drop off over time, but I'm still at 1,400 people that have not, that are still active in the list. But yeah, I bet you I'm close to that 10,000 also. It's been very, very successful. And now Liz has this strange ability to be able to create a product within like seconds, it seems like, you know, hours. For all everyone else that's super slow, that like me, I would recommend you already have, because you, again, if you're new, just beginning, you're not going to hear about these giveaway sites ahead of time. A lot of times we do hear about them. We know about them. That's the only reason I'll ever create anything, because it forces me, like, you know, if they give me enough time, a month, I can get something created. I would recommend that you think ahead and have one already made, or two. Get some private label rights articles, have graphics made, like Liz explained, reword them, add your own content, add your own links, you know, create the name squeeze page that people are going to be, opting in, create a some type of download one-time offer page possibly. But the key is to have it all ready to go. You want to have it done, all ready to go. So when you hear about one of these, you can either sometimes, by joining, they let you upload it right there on the spot. Or in the case of somebody else, you may have to email them real quick and say, hey, I noticed that you've got this, this giveaway. Here's my site. Can I be a part of it? And obviously, if you've got already a list already, you can explain, hey, I've only got 500 people, but they're brand new, or they're very receptive toward offers. I'll send out for your thing 4 times instead of the required 2 times. Whatever you can do, try to get into it as quick as possible, because oftentimes that's when most traffic comes to for these giveaways. You get hit, within the first 2 or 3 days, all the participants send out for it, and then maybe the traffic kind of slows down depending on how they've got it structured. Most traffic could come in within the first few days. So if you don't react quick, you're getting in on that tail end, and you won't get as many subscribers as you could have done, right at the beginning. Another thing is, all these people that are doing these giveaway sites, they more than likely might be doing another one. So keep the URL and keep their name and email them and say, hey, I noticed last month you had this giveaway. Are you planning any new ones? Because I'd love to be in, part of it. Show them, here's what I could offer you, blah, blah, blah. So you want to make these connections, because even though these are free people, a lot of times they're beginners. They're the newbies. They're just getting in. They're excited. They want to learn. I know that Gary Ambrose, when he sold he was the number one affiliate for Mike Vilsame's Butterfly launch, back in January of 2006. The most sales, he told me that the most sales came from his Nickel Mania group. So granted, they were buyers, but it was buyers that were buying at 10 cents, 20, 30, $1, $2, So they weren't spending that much, but here they were then buying a product for $1,000. So Liz had talked about the importance of having buyers. So, in this case, it was low-end buyers, and it was huge. I mean, that was where most of the sales came from, or the largest percent came from. So, again, these free giveaways, or these low-end Nickel Mania, dime, or $7, $10 type things, these lists can be very, very valuable, big time.